This is Exclusivia.
Ariel Garten, the founder and CEO of Muse, the brain sensing headband, shares what happens neurologically with the brain when a person meditates regularly. She also shares how meditation can improve aging and how it allows for clearer, more rational decision making.
There are over 1,000 published studies demonstrating meditation's ability to impact your mind and your body. Its ability to improve your attention, decrease your stress, improve GRE scores, improve productivity in the office, and on and on and on. When we look at the way meditation changes the brain, there are actually some pretty amazing findings. Meditation can make real structural changes in your brain that reflect improvements in your cognitive function. So when we look at a study by Dr. Sarah Lazar at Harvard, she looked at the prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex is the area of your brain responsible for higher order processing for thought and attention. It's really what differentiates us from other mammals. Bad news, as you age, your prefrontal cortex thins. Good news, if you're able to maintain a long-term meditation practice, you can potentially maintain the thickness of your prefrontal cortex even as you age. In one of Dr. Lazar's studies, she had a 50-year-old long-term meditator that had the prefrontal cortex thickness of a 23-year-old. Totally amazing. Another thing that can happen in meditation is you can start to downregulate the amygdala. So the amygdala is the fight or flight center of your brain. It's the thing that fires when you see fire or snakes, or in these days when we're not surrounded by fire and snakes, oh no, there's a stain on my pants and I'm going into a meeting. Ah, or I'm stuck in traffic. Ah. So our amygdala is kind of used to firing at times when it's not really that helpful, causing us to overreact, become dramatic, not be able to see the clarity of the situation because we're in a heightened state. Well, with even a short-term meditation practice, researchers have seen a down-regulation of amygdala activity. And with a long-term meditation practice, you can even see changes in the amygdala, whereas it starts to become smaller, demonstrating that it's firing off less often. In some ways, a focused attention meditation practice is kind of like the dance between the prefrontal cortex, which is the parent, which can see what's going on, it's wise, it can make choices, and the amygdala, which is the tantrumy three-year-old. And as you engage a long-term meditation practice and strengthen your prefrontal cortex, it's able to actually downregulate the amygdala and say like, hey, amygdala, shh, it's okay. Everything's fine. We don't need to freak out now. Allowing you to have that sense of calmness and wisdom, the ability to sort of rise above and see the problems and see what's going on and act reasonably rather than emotionally. A few other cool changes in the brain that we see with meditation are a downregulation of the hippocampus. So with some long-term meditators, researchers have seen actually an increase in the size of the hippocampus for their age. And the hippocampus is associated with learning and memory. And some researchers have also seen an increase in the thickness of the corpus callosum. The corpus callosum is the thing that connects the left and right hemispheres. So it's pointing to a greater integration of the brain, allowing it to function better and more efficiently, potentially. Another amazing study from Dr. Sarah Lazar, she showed that just 8 weeks of meditation can increase the density of your gray matter. Gray matter is the number of connections that you have in your brain. Einstein had more gray matter than the average individual. So just 8 weeks of meditation can potentially increase your own gray matter. Another finding from Dr. Judson Brewer's lab shows changes in the default mode network. Now, this is really cool. A lot of you have heard about meditation referenced as, you know, quieting the chatter in the monkey mind. You know, our mind is always chattering, and as you meditate, you're able to quiet it. Well, it turns out that there's a neural correlate for that. The default mode network is the network that links the prefrontal cortex to the posterior cingulate cortex. And it's the thing that's always going even when there's nothing else happening. If you put somebody in an MRI and you tell them to just think about nothing, do nothing, just rest, you're going to still see activity in that network. And that seemingly reflects the internal dialogue, the internal conversation that we always have going. When you put an experienced meditator in an MRI, what you see is a decrease in the activity of that area. So the old meditation adage of the monkey mind quieting actually seems to be reflected in this neural correlate. One other really meaningful change that you can see in meditation is a change in the temporal parietal junction. So some researchers have seen shifts in the area of the brain responsible for empathy, compassion, and perspective changing.